Imagine 17-year-old Jimmy Donaldson recording videos to his future self in 2015, not knowing this simple act would transform him into Mr. Beast, YouTube's fastest-growing creator with 40-plus million subscribers and $100-plus million in revenue just 5 years later. This extraordinary transformation illustrates a profound truth. Humans are pulled forward by their future, not pushed by their past. This revolutionary concept has captivated Silicon Valley executives, professional athletes, and even Matthew McConaughey, who credits future self visualization for his evolution from rom-com star to Oscar winner. The power of connecting with your future self doesn't just improve your future, it transforms your present, allowing you to make wiser decisions and experience deeper meaning today. For a century, psychology viewed us as products of our past until the 1990s, when positive psychologists revealed humans are actually pulled forward by our future. We uniquely possess prospection, the ability to contemplate potential futures and decide accordingly. Neuroscientists now confirm the brain functions as a prediction machine, constantly guiding behavior toward anticipated outcomes. Yet most of us remain disconnected from long-term consequences, burdening our future selves with today's choices. Paradoxically, connecting to your future self enhances your present experience. I experienced this while driving home exhausted. Following Viktor Frankl's advice to live as if you were living already for the second time, I imagined being my 53-year-old self who had time-traveled back. When my daughter greeted me, I saw her through my future self's eyes, embracing her as if I hadn't seen her in 20 years, experiencing the chaos with profound gratitude rather than frustration. Viktor Frankl's concentration camp experiences revealed the most fundamental threat to your future self, the absence of purpose and meaning. Without hope, which requires clear goals, belief in your actions' impact, and visible pathways forward, you begin to decay. Another major threat comes from clinging to reactive narratives about your past. At 16, I experienced a car accident while driving my family. A compassionate police officer helped me process the trauma, explaining it wasn't my fault and encouraging me to choose how I would handle this experience. As Dr. Peter Levine notes, trauma is not what happens to us, but what we hold inside in the absence of an empathetic witness. Your past is fundamentally a story you choose to tell. Your environment poses another serious threat. In a famous study, teachers were told certain randomly selected students were gifted. By year's end, these students showed significantly higher development. The teacher's expectations had created a self-fulfilling prophecy. Our performance reflects surrounding expectations. With low expectations, we fall. With high expectations, we rise. Most of us are trapped in short-term thinking, too busy fighting urgent battles to look beyond the moment. The escape is prioritizing important over urgent matters. As Eisenhower noted, the urgent are not important, and the important are never urgent. Using Covey's analogy, when we fill our time with small, urgent pebbles first, the important rocks won't fit. But when we prioritize the important rocks, everything else fits around them. UCLA psychologist Dr. Hal Hirschfield found that far-sighted decision-making begins with empathy for your future self, seeing them as someone with different perspectives and priorities than your present self. The more aware you become of today's impact on your future self, the wiser your decisions. Progressing from merely liking to loving your future self transforms sacrifice into investment. When I genuinely care about my future self, I willingly invest in their well-being. Every action either depletes or invests in your future self. Short-term rewards with negative long-term consequences create deficits, while long-term reward behaviors enrich them. Consistent investment makes your future self increasingly vivid, creating what Hirschfield calls vividness, an advanced form of connection. To enhance this connection, try writing a letter from your future self to your current self. imagining their life 5 years ahead in detail. Regular practice strengthens your bond with your future self. Tom Brady, despite being physically average and selected 199th in the NFL draft, became the greatest quarterback ever through persistence while critics watched from the sidelines. The greater threat to your future self isn't external criticism, but your own hesitation to enter the arena. Staying outside means overthinking and paralysis by analysis. The sidelines feel safe, but are actually the most dangerous place, leading to regrets and keeping you ignorant of your own ignorance. Courage, pursuing a noble goal despite risk, is the doorway to positive change. In the arena, you will fail and face consequences, but this is precisely how you learn and adapt. I spent 5 years wanting to be a writer before finally entering the arena in 2015. Despite tough criticism, I learned rapidly, developing opportunities impossible from the sidelines. Similarly with foster parenting, no amount of reading compares to real experience where consequences matter and learning happens immediately. Perhaps the greatest threat to your future self is thinking too small. Grant Cardone realized this after decades of grinding. At 52, he published the 10X rule and committed to a higher vision, growing his net worth from $20 million to over $300 million in a decade. As he explains, it takes the same amount of energy to have a great marriage as an average one, just as it takes the same energy to make $10 million as $10,000. To become your future self, implement these practical strategies. First, focus on fewer priorities with dramatically improved quality, like Steve Jobs did when returning to Apple in 1997, cutting their catalog by 70% to concentrate on just 4 world-changing products. Second, define a contextual purpose and set specific 12-month goals for each priority area. Identify which goal could potentially be 10x this year, as ambitious targets require rethinking your approach. Third, ruthlessly eliminate anything that doesn't move you toward your vision. Neil Gaiman visualized his future self as a distant mountain and evaluated opportunities by asking, "Does this take me closer to the mountain?" Fourth, master your emotions by progressing from needing to wanting to knowing. When operating from knowing, you act differently. Visualize your future self in vivid detail while feeling gratitude in advance. Finally, implement strategic automation and systems that ensure consistent results while freeing your mind. Take ownership of your time, ship your work regularly, even if imperfect, and embrace the 80% rule. Done is better than perfect. Within 24 hours, create a time capsule, film a video, write a letter, or speak as your future self describing the coming year. Make your vision bold using the principles from this book. Define your core priorities, knowing your future self will likely exceed your current expectations. Once complete, embody your future self now. Being precedes doing. Act as your future self would act, trusting that what you want is already yours. Commit fully to your desired future self and eliminate lesser goals. Your future self possesses wisdom beyond your current understanding and awaits your transformation today.